I'm here with Guido Gasolfi from Beta Renewables. And you talked at the Advanced Biofuels Leadership Conference about, I guess for lack of a better phrase, not putting all of your eggs in one basket, being very diverse in the biomass, turning it into cellulosic ethanol and different biofuels. Tell us a little bit about what you told the audience here.
Yeah, I think it's quite important that the plant are biomass agnostic, that they can intake several type of biomass without hardware changing. The reason is because biomass is seasonal by definition, and so in order to limit the logistic and the storage cost, having more biomass on the same plant is going to be much better than using one single biomass for the plant. This will reduce the cost, in our experience, by at least 50% in terms of biomass cost.
And obviously, that's a big challenge, I guess, for a lot of the cellulosic folks. That, you know, they kind of get locked into one feedstock. Maybe it's corn stover in the Midwest, or maybe wheat straw in other places, or in Italy, maybe you're dealing with the leavings from rice or olives or anything like that. So how do you put together a system, because biomass can be so divergent in its qualities, that can handle all the different types?
Right. I think the technical solution is simpler than what people think. So far, people have not focused on the advantage of having a multi-feedstock plant. I'm pretty sure that the very well-known technology that are coming up in the next 2 years will be able to handle many more biomass. Simply, they haven't thought so far. Now that it becomes apparent that storing corn stover for 9 months, drying and bale it and move it twice is going to be more expensive than expected, I'm pretty sure they'll come up with different solution. We thought it from the beginning, so we tune up our technology in that respect.
I guess that's kind of a good analogy for what biofuels producers are facing in general, to be diversified, to be flexible, and to be ready for the next generation.
Yeah, I think the phrase is you want to bring technology to the territory and not the territory to technology. Technology doesn't have to force the territory to produce a single feedstock, but on the contrary, it's much better that you have a technology that can handle multi-feedstock, so you can take what the territory around you can give you.
Excellent. Guido, anything else you would like our audience to understand about what you tried to convey to the group here at the Advanced Biofuels Leadership Conference?
I think instead of complaining and whining about RFS 1, 2, or whatever, we have to deliver competitive fuel, and people will have to buy because it's cheaper, not because it's green.
Thank you very much. Here with Guido Gasolfi from Beta Renewables at the Advanced Biofuels Leadership Conference.